Avenger Radio on FNR, Football Nation Radio.
Hello, good evening everyone, and welcome to Avenger Radio, your home of all things Avondale FC, coming to you live on FNR Football Nation Radio. My name is Branson Gibson. I am joined in the studio by FNR's Josh Parrish. Hello, Josh. Welcome back for both of us after a week off, mate. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing well, mate. It was a busy weekend of NPL for yours truly, getting roped in at the last minute for some coverage at Summers Street and then doing the Oakley game on my lonesome. I did invite Stefan Valentini to be my co-commentator, but I think he had better things to do. So,
fair enough. Probably reliving his goal from the weekend.
Yeah,
understandably.
And listening to that Chris Gleeson commentary over and over. Oh, sorry, it wasn't Blake Carpenter. Oops.
No,
it happens to the best of us. But
it does. It does.
You know, I've been good, and I'm eagerly awaiting the finish to this round of FFA Cup fixtures. Really enjoyed going down to watch Avondale. The other week at BT Connor Reserve. But it's been busy, been fun.
Well, it's going to be busy tonight and it's going to be fun as well, mate, because we have a mega show ahead of us tonight. This Saturday, we are hosting our very special charity event in partnership with Breast Cancer Network Australia. That's going to be a fantastic event. We'll spend a lot of time tonight talking about that, all the things that are going on there. As well, mate, we're also going to talk about our senior men's team. Their draw with Hume City saw them go top of the table, which is very exciting. Our senior women's team, they bounce back with a positive result after their first loss as well. And later in the show, mate, we will be joined by a very, very special guest in Simon Hill. I'm looking forward to it, mate.
Simon Hill. Why are we talking to Simon Hill? He doesn't usually cover the NPL.
He doesn't. Simon Hill.
Well, not the NPL Victoria. We've heard him on NPL Queensland streams, actually, but rarely seen in these parts.
No, well, so Simon Hill ties in with the special charity event that we're holding in partnership with Breast Cancer Network Australia. It will be held this Saturday. It's going to be a mega gala day. Simon Hill is going to be the MC of the event. We do have a corporate lunch going on on the Saturday. He's going to be hosting it. He's going to be at the event throughout the day as well. He, though, is not the only special guest that's going to be in attendance, mate. John Aloisi, Socceroo John Aloisi, is going to be there, the scorer of an iconic penalty, which Simon Hill helped commentate as well. They are both going to be there. It's going to be extremely exciting, Josh.
I can't wait. And what's this all in aid of, Branson?
It's all in aid of the Breast Cancer Network Australia. Obviously, a very worthy cause. So the event will go throughout the entire day. It'll start at 9 a.m. We have a junior girls clinic, which is open to all junior girls participants in association with Avondale as well. They can register. You do need to register before taking part. All you need to do is email info@avondalefc.com.au with your details. You'll get a confirmation email from our GM, Sam, as well, to make sure you're locked in. The first 50 participants as well, Josh, will receive a special jersey that will also be signed by John Aloisi himself. So that is very exciting. That is not the only thing that's going on on Saturday. The senior women's team, they'll be in action as well. We will have free coffee throughout the entire day thanks to Red Energy. There'll be free special pink finger buns thanks to Baker's Delight. There'll be raffles and giveaway throughout the day as well. Later on, mate, we've got our senior men's game too. The senior men will be taking on South Melbourne in a top-of-the-table clash. That's going to be a big one. First versus second. Doesn't get any bigger than that, mate.
Yeah, and I'm really excited to announce that FNR is going to be there the whole day. We're going to be broadcasting live. So, you know, if you can't make it down, make sure you flick on the stream. Or even if you're there, if you just want to, you know, hear from us, some of the interviews we're going to be doing throughout the day. We're going to be broadcasting the women's game live at 11 a.m., followed by some chats with the players. It's going to be very, very exciting. And myself and Lachie Flanagan will be sticking around to call the men's game as well for Football Victoria.
Definitely, there's going to be a lot of publicity on the day, a lot of great events for people to come down. We do want to encourage absolutely everyone to come down. Make sure you wear your Avondale gear. Make sure you wear some pink as well. Mate, we have had a look at the weather for this Saturday. It is looking slightly unfortunate. There is rain forecast, but we are prepared. We have the new grandstand, of course, that's been set up this year. There are going to be big marquees set up around Avenger Park as well to keep everyone dry. Plus, we will have plastic pink ponchos to combat the weather as well. So rain or shine, we're hoping for shine, but we'll be ready to go. Mate, it's going to be a special day. All profits from the day will go to supporting Breast Cancer Network Australia. Our senior women's and senior men's team, they will have a special pink kit as well. Pink top, pink shorts, pink shorts. Pink
socks.
Shorts, pink socks even. That's it. That's what I was trying to say. A very special pink kit, so that'll be great. We do really want to encourage everyone to attend, everyone associated with Avondale. It's going to be a fantastic day. It starts at 9 a.m. with the Junior Girls Clinic, the Senior Women's Team in action at 11 a.m., the Senior Men's Game kicking off at 3 p.m. Even if you can't make it down there for the entire day, it would be fantastic to just come along for part of it, even if it's only for an hour or so. Hour or so, even if it's for the clinic in the morning, the women's game or the men's game, it'd be fantastic to have everyone out there to show their support for such a worthy cause that is Breast Cancer Network Australia, mate.
Oh, it's a phenomenal event. Looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, whatever the weather, there are options available at Avenger Park these days. It's a little more friendly to watch a game in the rain. We were there for the Green Gully game earlier in the season. We went back up the back of the grandstand and stayed nice and toasty and dry. So
absolutely. We're hoping for sunshine. We're hoping for nice weather, but we have taken steps to make sure that no matter what happens, that it will be a pleasant viewing experience, or as pleasant as we can possibly get away with. Mate, that pretty much sums up the event. We are going to be talking about it a lot more throughout the show and a lot more later on. But what we're going to talk about now as well is the senior men's game from Saturday. It was a big game, big result, taking on Hume City. It was a 3-3 draw and it was pretty darn crazy. We were trailing by 2, heading into stoppage time before goals from Stefan Zinni and Brandon Lunny brought us level. And that draw was enough to lift us into first spot on the table, mate.
This is unbelievable. 2 goals deep into stoppage time to rescue a point is a phenomenal comeback. I'm sure, you know, Zocchi and so forth will be, you know, have mixed feelings about the general performance. But in terms of the character of the squad and coming back from, you know, such a seemingly hopeless position to get something, I think it's absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, absolutely. Earlier on in the game, Hume took the lead. It was just 4 minutes in that they took the lead. Andy Brennan poked home a cross into the box. The lead, it didn't last very long though. Stefan Valentini, not Blake Carpenter, Stefan Valentini brought us level just 3 minutes later with a headed effort from a corner. Hume later on in the half retook the lead just before half time through a penalty, and they doubled their advantage early in the second half after Philip Riccobene's attempted clearance unfortunately found the back of our own goal. Mate, as you said, it looked like a resilient Hume. We're going to hang on for a draw, but with minutes left in the game, we finally found a breakthrough. Rory Bryan did his best Edison impersonation there. A couple of massive long balls. The first one bounced over the top of Hume's defence. Zinni was able to run in behind, collect it, and then dink the goalkeeper perfectly. Brought us back to, trimmed the deficit down to 1. Minutes later, a near identical ball, another long ball from Rory Bryan, did almost exactly the same thing. Bounced, Zinni in behind. Unfortunately, his shot was saved, but then fortunately, Brandon Lundy was in the perfect position to slot the rebound home. 3-3 draw, mate. I didn't see that one coming. It was exciting to be there. It was exciting to watch.
How did you go with the Twitter updates, Branson? Your fingers must have been almost falling off by the end of the match.
Twitter updates were difficult. It was difficult to you sort of capture the excitement in such a short period of time. Had to adjust the scoreboard as well. Had to tweet about Brandon Lund. He's the only player apparently we don't have a goal gift for. So that was something we found out in the 93rd minute as well. But it was a great result. It has big implications on the table. To try to break it down, to try to discuss everything that it means and to take a look at the game in a little bit more detail, joining us on the line is head coach Zoran Markovski. Good evening, Zoc. Thanks very much for joining us, mate.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
No worries. Zoc, what did you make of the game? The draw was enough to take us to the top of the league, but we had a chance for more. Were you satisfied, not necessarily with the performance, but with the end result at least?
You're always satisfied as a coach when you get any result, even that late in the game. I think with a couple of minutes to go to equalise and score 2 goals, you know, I mean, you've got to give credit to the boys where they kept on pushing right to the end, to the 95th minute, and I want to say it was our best performance, but to pinch the result right at the death, I give credit, full credit to the boys.
Heading into the 90th minute, we were trailing by two goals. Heading into stoppage time, did you think that we still had it in us to snatch two late goals and salvage a draw? Did you think that was possible?
Yeah, the coaching staff on the bench really believed that we're still pushing the boys and kind of drag them along for a result for 10 minutes to go. And then I think they got the belief at the end. I think by chasing the game and pinching a point, I wasn't happy with the overall performance, and I could see in the players' faces at training yesterday they weren't happy about the performance as well, but we'll take the result and quickly move on to the South game.
Well, Zocchi, I have to give you a bit of stick here. I mean, what's the point of all this pretty passing football when you can just hoof long balls over the defence and score twice?
That's two
very un-Avondale goals is what my point.
No, it is. That is 100%. And obviously, when you're a senior coach and you get judged on results, and that's not my philosophy or the way I think about it. But in the end, I just thought, looked at the clock, I think it was about 87 minutes to go, and I just told Rory to start going direct and see if we can get him behind him. It was in his pace, and Valentini's flick-ons, and Yusuf Harbin on the other side. And credit to Zinni, he got two good chances, scored one. Weir made a great save, and Lundy was there to follow through for the equaliser, but that's not our football style, yeah. We couldn't break Hume down for 87 minutes by playing our football, Brand, but as a coach sometimes, you know what I mean, I didn't panic under pressure or anything. I just thought, you know what, if we're going to try to chase the result, we've got to go direct in the last couple of minutes, 5 minutes of the game, and credit to the boys, they still kept pushing to the 95th minute, and like I say, I always say it, we probably didn't deserve a point out of the game, but we'll take the point and move on quickly.
Well, you could see it as abandoning the philosophy, or you could see it as choosing to do something that Hume didn't expect. It certainly seemed to catch them out. They were trying to play high up the park and be very compact and stop you from playing, but you know that always opens up that option. I mean, we've occasionally seen coaches even, you know, of Pep Guardiola's ilk go for that, you know, when faced with a ridiculously tight block in the middle of the pitch.
Yeah, well, I think, Josh, even there, I think we were all week on Hume thinking we're going to play field. We're trying to force them into wide areas where we can combat that and try to break their ball movement through the middle of the park. But even Hume changed their game style against us and just went pretty direct and playing diags and behind our fullbacks. And that's how they got their first goal and pretty much their second goal as well, coming out from wide from a throw-in. And I think the third goal, I think Phil Riccobean unfortunately scored a lone goal, well, we just sold ourselves past the halfway line, but Hume changed their style against us as well. Yeah, so we tried to play our football style at the start, but being a goal down after 3 minutes and then with Valentini equalising after six, I thought, you know, I mean, we're up and about here, but then we just stopped playing our style of football and put ourselves under a bit of pressure. Mm.
Zoc, you said before that you thought it was a little bit of an underwhelming performance. What do you want to see us improve heading into the South Melbourne game?
I just think going from the St Albans game where you can see ladder positions in the NPL at the minute mean nothing, yeah. Okay, everyone wants to be in our position at the minute. We're on top of the league with three other teams at the same points. Melbourne Knights are 1 point behind us, and Bentley Greens are pretty much Bentley Greens are the informed team in the NPL at the minute, winning four in a row. I don't think any teams have won four in a row, and they win on Friday night, they go on top of the ladder. But what I want to say from the Avondale team is our brand of football, consistency, pushing teams backwards, moving the ball fluently, yeah, which we did against St Albans. And then, obviously, I think the goal rattled us a bit early against Hume. Yeah, we scored from a set piece. But I just want our boys to quickly move the ball and with quick ball speed and the rotations in midfield and put teams on the back foot. We haven't done that consistently. We've done it in patches during the year. But we just need to bring consistency into our game. But we're in a good position.
Zoc, coming into this South Melbourne game, obviously a really big one for both sides. Is this a good time to play South, given their unbeaten streak has finally been ended, and you know they've got a few injuries here and there coming off a bit of accumulated fatigue after those two hectic games against the Knights?
Yeah, I think it's a massive game for the club, for the boys. even for the South Melbourne players, I think it's a massive game. Everyone on top of the table clash when it comes to, doesn't matter what round it is, if it's round four, round five, this has come at round 12 now, and it's exciting. Yeah? You can see all the top teams are playing each other this week. It's going to be a really good test for South. It's going to be a good test against good test for our boys as well, because South Melbourne at the minute, they've got the best defensive record and they're a tight unit. Do I think they're playing the most attractive football? No, I don't. Is Avondale at the minute? No, we're not. So it's going to be a good contest. And I know, I'm pretty confident in our boys. If we can bring our A game against South Melbourne, I'm positive we can get a great result on the weekend.
Taking a look at the ladder, Zoc, you mentioned how tight it is up the top. We sit on top on 22 points. South Melbourne and Heidelberg, they're both on 22 points as well, just behind a goal difference. The Knights on 21 points, as you said, and then Bentley in fifth on 20 points. Do you feel like we deserve to be on top of the table? And how does the mentality change at all, considering how tight it is up the top?
The old cliche is, Branson, you look at it, yeah, and I say it all the time, the ladder never lies, yeah? So in the end, we're on top of the ladder for a reason. Because in the end, we've got better goal difference than the other teams that have got the same points as us. So we fully deserve to be there.
Looking back, we've seen a couple of exciting games at Avenger Park. We saw the Oakley game to start the season in round one, and then the two late goals from Zinni and Lundy this week. Which one do you think was more exciting and more enjoyable as a coach from your perspective?
For me, the Oakley one was good because you showed good character from coming from behind after Joe Guest scored and we were trailing 1-0. I know against Danby Thunder, we were leading 1-0, they equalised, and it was a great comeback for the boys. They showed good character. The one on the weekend, I think, that was just a bit of luck. Yeah, that was just a bit of luck, and fortunately it went our way. But to me, I think the Oakley one out of those games.
Well, Zoc, it's not just a big game for the club. It's a big event coming up this Saturday with the breast cancer fundraiser, the women's game being played earlier in the day as well. And you've got some distinguished guests in attendance with Johnny Aloisi, Simon Hill playing MC. What does it mean for the club to have this kind of event on and raising money for such a worthwhile cause?
Nah, it's just fantastic what Avondale's doing. I think they've been preparing for this Saturday's game for, I think, about three and a bit months off the field, yeah? So it's a credit to the guys on the board that really pushed this scenario and getting, you know what I mean, getting guys like John Aloisi, Simon Hill, that's going to rock up there. I think it's just fantastic by Avondale, yeah, and especially for women's breast cancer. I think it's an amazing charity event that's happening at Avenger Park on Saturday.
Zoc, looking ahead down the road a little bit, we've got this mega game against South Melbourne, top of the table clash as part of the Breast Cancer Charity Day as well. But after that, it doesn't ease up. We're taking on Heidelberg United, the Oakley Cannons as well, two fellow top six opponents. There's an FFA Cup game in there as well. The date is still to be confirmed, but we'll be taking on MPL2 side North Geelong Warriors. How do you approach what is going to be an absolutely mega month of football for Avondale?
Well, if you asked me the same question, Branson, I reckon about 4 weeks ago, I would have said it's going to be a tough with all these encounters and the cup game. Yeah, but now when I've got probably 20 fit players, if only Germano and Jimmy Ricker being to come back, I'm really looking forward to it. And I don't care if we have to play three games a week, because in the end I've got a squad that's fully capable of pushing through these games with no hesitation. I think speaking to other coaches, I'm pretty close to Nick Tolios, and you can see what Bentley's done with all the injuries they had at the start of the year, and bringing a couple of boys back through their injuries now. They've got on a winning run with four W's in a row. I think our position at Avondale, I don't know if many people know about it, but we've had numerous injuries, 9, 7 every week. 2 weeks ago against Danby Thunder, we had 7, 8 players out, yeah? Now, in 2 weeks, we've cut down to two that will be available from a full squad in 2 weeks' time. So that's a full credit to the medical staff and the fitness staff for getting the boys right. So we're up for the challenge. The games are going to come thick and fast, and we can only really concentrate on South Melbourne, but we've got some big games coming ahead, and the boys are up for it. And I think players and coaching staff's really, really excited for the next couple of weeks. But we're
we're only focused on South Melbourne this week, and we'll look forward to the other games when they come come across.
Well, Zocchi, I bumped into you at the very first game of the season. It was Melbourne Knights, Port Melbourne. And you told me with the injuries that Avondale had, you know, you weren't really going to peak until mid-season. And there have even been sort of hiccups and setbacks for some players, you know, since we chatted that day. So you must be pretty pleased that the side has come through this difficult period with so many injuries, is sitting top of the table. And, you know, with a almost fully fit squad to potentially the best is yet to come in the second half of the year.
Yeah, I agree with you, Josh. We spoke, like me and you spoke there around one when watching that game when Port Melbourne should have got a penalty in the 90th minute. Is that right, Josh?
Yeah, that's right. We had the best view of that one. Chris Duggan.
Yeah, you've seen the injury list we've had, and yeah, we're in a good position. So there's three, four other teams in a really good position. But, we've kept majority of the team. Only had a couple of boys, and to have a full squad with two games to go before the halfway mark, I'm really excited as a coach, looking forward to see what this team can do when it really hits the straps. And I think with the full squad now, about bodies coming back, the competition for places is going to just jump up to another level. And I seen last night at training with numbers back and the boys really pushing for a spot in the team to play against South Melbourne. That's only going to benefit the football club and the coaching staff for the next 15 games or whatever we've got left.
Zoc, one last question before we let you go. Coming in from the Facebook comments, coming in from Robert, he wants to know, how important is Stefan Valentini to the team this season?
Stefan Valentini is a very good footballer. Everyone knows that. But to me, Stefan Valentini is one footballer that I rate out of 20 good footballers that got at Avondale. Stephen's 1 out of 20. I'll treat me players equally. Yes, he's changed games. He's a good footballer, but when I've got a full list to pick from and 20 players, I'll back any one of my players because they're all at Avondale for a reason. That's because they've got ability and they're decent footballers. And everyone will get a chance. Like I said, there's players coming back, but talking about Stefan Valentini, he's a footballer that can go to the next level. I firmly believe that if he brings consistency into his game, Stefan Valentini playing the league above the NPL.
Well, are you agreeing with our commenter there on the Facebook Live video? Zocchi, thank you so much for making the time to have a chat to us today, and best of luck against South on the weekend. We'll see you there.
Pleasure, Josh. Branson, have a good night, guys. Thank you.
Zoran Markovsky, head coach of the Avondale senior men's team, giving us, as always, very honest and to the point assessment of what went down over the weekend of the 3-3 draw with Hume City. It was absolutely insane. But hopefully it'll be a little bit more of a structured performance come South Melbourne for the sake of all our cardiac health and also for the sake of, you know, Avondale's progression, because I think despite, you know, the great character the great character that showed, I think this side is capable of a lot more.
I agree. And I think while it is exciting to be involved in so many thrilling games, I completely forgot about the Den and on Thunder, you know, yeah. A 95th minute. Like, how do you forget about that? That's just because we've had so much like drama, so much excitement. It was almost like pushed to the back of my mind. So while that is, of course, very exciting, I think in particularly from a coach's perspective, Zocchi might like it if games are sort of wrapped up or decided before stoppage time.
Well, there's something about Avondale home games this season that just seem to induce late drama. I don't quite know what it is. Even the Knights game, it was a goal for the other side. But, you know, maybe it's the crowds coming through the door this season carrying the side home to three late results that you wouldn't have banked on them getting a few minutes beforehand.
I think it is, mate. I think it's the fantastic grandstand that we've got up there, and I think it's the beer garden as well. It's just a great place to play and a great place to watch football at the moment, mate. But we are going to take a break now. We're going to come back very shortly. We're going to talk more about our senior women's side and their positive result on the weekend. And we're going to talk more about our special Breast Cancer Network Australia charity day coming up right after this.
And we're also going to have a chat to Simon Hill.
Oh, yeah. We'll be right back.
Avenger Radio on FNR, Football Nation Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Avenger Radio, coming to you live on FNR Football Nation Radio. My name is Branson. I'm here with Josh talking all things Avondale FC. Josh, we spent the first part of the show talking about our senior men's team and their result against Hume. Before that, we talked about our fantastic charity event that's coming up this weekend as well in partnership with Breast Cancer Network Australia. We're going to dive into that a little bit more. We're going to talk about more about the event and why it truly is such a worthwhile cause. Breast Cancer Network Australia, they are Australia's leading breast cancer consumer organisation. For the past 22 years, they have worked tirelessly to ensure that all Australians who are affected by breast cancer receive the very best care, treatment and support. In 2021, mate, it's predicted that over 20,000 Australians will be diagnosed with breast cancer. That is 57 people every day this year. Approximately 170 men will also be diagnosed with breast cancer this year as well. Breast cancer, it is the most common cancer affecting Australian women. It is projected that it would account for 29% of all new cancers diagnosed in Australian women in 2020 as well. The Breast Cancer Network Australia, though, they provide some incredible support to people battling breast cancer. A helpline, some of the services that they provide include a helpline that people can call to find out more information about breast cancer and be connected with support services available. There are information forums held across the country that help people to live well during and after breast cancer, as well as connect with others in their local community who are going through the same sort of stuff that they are. BCNA also offer online conferences and webinars and a podcast series as well to inform and educate Australians affected by breast cancer, no matter where they live. It truly is a very worthwhile cause and a very worthwhile organisation to be partnering with as part of this special charity event. And Josh, mate, joining us live on Avenger Radio to talk about the event is our very special guest MC this weekend. Simon Hill is joining us on Avenger Radio. Good evening, Simon. Thanks for joining us.
Evening, guys. Nice to be with you. How are you?
We're doing very well. Thank you very much for joining us on Avenger Radio tonight. Simon, you're going to be the special guest MC at the event this weekend. What made you want to get involved with this event and such a worthwhile cause?
Well, the answer really is quite simple. I too have been affected by this disease in my family. Unfortunately, my sister passed away in 2009. She was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2002. She received treatment initially and was fine for a few years. Unfortunately, this horrible disease has a habit of striking back. And unfortunately, when it came back in 2007, as hard as she tried to fight it, unfortunately, the disease was a little bit too strong for her. So my mother has also had breast cancer. I'm pleased to say she's a survivor. So she's still with us, still knocking around at the age of 86. And even my grandmother had it in the late 1960s. So unfortunately, right. It's an illness that is very prevalent in my family. Not that we want it to be, but that's just, you know, the luck of the draw, unfortunately. So when the opportunity presented itself to come down and do this for Avondale, as I am with any other breast cancer charity event or function, I'm always happy to give my time and come down to support it.
Well, Simon, we're really glad that you have come down, and very sorry to hear about your personal history with the disease. But I mean, your story isn't all that uncommon. It's all too common. I mean, this is such a widespread affliction that I think everybody know somebody either in their family or, you know, I think it's only one degree of separation and you know somebody who's been affected by it.
Yeah, that's right. Myself, I know a lot of people whose mothers or sisters, aunts, etc. have been diagnosed with this disease, and there doesn't seem to be an awful lot of rhyme nor reason to it. As I say, it's, you know, I guess it's just luck of the draw, probably the same with a lot of other cancers. So, but it's clearly one that is, you know, quite close to my heart, because You know, I had personal experience of it, and I saw the different stages of it. It's a very difficult disease to live with, not just for the person involved, but obviously, you know, their families as well. And, you know, when you lose somebody before their time, which I did, my sister was 46, which is 7 years younger than I am now. So it's, you know, she lost an awful lot of her natural lifespan to this horrible disease. So, you know, the more we can do to raise awareness, support, funds to try and find, you know, some sort of cure or treatment for it, then the better, as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely. And I think it's great that, you know, football clubs can be involved in this kind of fundraising effort. And Simon, you've chosen a fantastic weekend to come and visit the Reggio Calabria Club and Avenger Park, because there's going to be a top-of-the-table MPL Victoria clash taking place that day, Avondale versus South Melbourne.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I've never been to Avenger Park, so this is going to be my first trip. I have called Avondale before in the FFA Cup a couple of years ago, but that wasn't actually at that particular stadium. So I've heard great things about the football club. Obviously, I know that they're challenging for the premiership and should be there, you know, thereabouts for the final. South Melbourne are up there as well. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to coming down and watching a bit of football and, you know, being a part of the football fraternity down there. This is, I think, the great thing that the FFA Cup has done is it's introduced us all to each other at the various tiers of the game. And, you know, it's nice to be invited down to speak to various people at different football clubs that, you know, my normal work in life, and obviously I work covering the A-League for, you know, 14 years, you don't necessarily come into contact with on a weekly basis. I've had similar invites, I'd say, from, you know, other clubs. Heidelberg United down in Melbourne as well have been very good with me. There's clubs in Sydney such as Bonnyrigg White Eagles, Sydney Olympic, who, you know, look after me and invite me to games and invite me to host functions, which is really nice. It's, you know, if you're a football person, and I am, where would you rather be on a Saturday afternoon than at a football ground watching football, talking football?
Well, Simon, I have to admit, I do miss hearing your voice on A-League broadcasts, but, you know, there's a silver lining in that you're growing an affinity with MPL competitions around Australia.
Well, look, it's not that I never had it. Mm. It's just that obviously when you work in the A-League, your weekends are taken up. Mm-hmm. And when the off-season comes around, and I hope people will forgive me for this, but I normally go on holiday because it's a long season. So you have to have a break, you know, from your job at some point. But I would always take in a few MPL games per season anyway. Obviously, I live in New South Wales. The two closest clubs to me are RPL Leichhardt and Sydney Olympic. As I say, I go to the occasional Olympic game. I've been to watch Apia. In fact, I'm calling a game for Apia on the 30th of May. I've called a few games for Football Queensland. I think I'm due to do another one this weekend, actually, for them. Even called a game in the Northern Territory, the Mindle Aces against Hellenic at the back end of last season. So, yeah, look, I'm very familiar with the MPL setup. And it's great. It's football. It doesn't matter what level it is. So I always enjoy going visiting different places and getting to meet different parts of the football community. I just hope that one day soon we'll be able to see them on a more regular basis when we have a national second division. But that's probably another program.
Well, I was at Summer Street last Friday, and there were certainly a lot of people in at that function who were agitating for a national second division, not least Nick Galatas, who was there. But
I can imagine.
Look, we are sticking around, myself and Lockie Flanagan from FNR, and we're calling the game for Football Victoria. So if you want to, you know, I'm just throwing it out there, if you want to chuck a headset on and come up to the scaffold with us, you're of course more than welcome.
More than happy, mate. More than happy to come up and have a chin wag about football. Always, anytime.
Fantastic.
Simon, it's Branson here. It's going to be a massive game. Top of the table clash, Avondale first, South Melbourne sitting in second. We've got the breast cancer charity event partnered in it as well. What do events like these and games like these say about the strength of the MPL competition in Australia?
Well, I think at the moment, from everything that I can gauge, the strength of the MPLs is growing at the moment. Now, maybe you know, the talk of a national second division is fueling that in some ways. I mean, I see and read, although I haven't been to the stadium, you know, what the Preston Lions are doing in terms of the crowds that they're attracting to watch their games. And, you know, they're pretty much down the pyramid as well. So it shows that we have in this country a proper football community that is just waiting to be engaged. And, you know, that's why myself, along with I think a lot of other people, are impatient for a second division. And, you know, we understand that perhaps there's not going to be promotion relegation right from the off with the A-League, but I think, you know, we need to start putting the conditions in place to give those ambitious clubs something to aim for and a goal. Because at the moment we have, you know, a football community that's a little bit divided. Some people might say towards over thus, but, you know, we've got the conditions that are presenting themselves at the moment to get that community back together. And I think that's a fantastic thing. The FFA Cup has shown the way in many ways because it's provided us with great narratives, you know, for those of us who work in the media, yourselves included. And the sooner we can have that on a more regular basis, the better. So I think it's terrific that, you know, these competitions are flourishing around the country. And I think they're, you know, probably sending a message to the powers that be, come on, it's time to get on with this.
Simon, it's going to be such a big game for such a good cause. You're going to be there. What are you most excited for about the event and the day as a whole?
Well, you know, obviously supporting a charity, as I say, that's pretty close to my heart. On a secondary basis, not that it's, you know, a lesser thing at all, but watching a football game at a new ground. I love going to new grounds. You know, I'm a football tragic. I'm the sort of guy, when I go on my holidays to Scotland every year, before COVID, of course, which I do, I love Scotland. It's where I want to retire to. I will travel out of my way to go and look at Scottish League grounds just to have a look what they, you know, what they look and feel like. So over the last two or three years, this people might be nodding off here, but I've driven to Shieldfield Park. Okay, so here's your tester. Where's that? Come on, boys. Let's see how good your knowledge is.
Ooh.
Which Scottish League ground is that?
It doesn't ring a bell. I could take a stab in the dark, but it would be...
I've watched a few Scottish Premier League games on beIN, but...
it's not Premier League. It's not Premier League.
Oh, it's not Premier League. Oh, okay.
Scottish
Premiership. Well,
I don't go to the big grounds. Hey, I go to the niche grounds.
Oh, okay. So is it Championship or lower?
Lower than that.
Oh, dear.
All right. Well, I think you've definitely put us to the test here. I'm not sure if we're going to...
I'm just going to throw out Queen of the South because that's the only one I can think of.
Okay. Well, that's a decent guess, actually, but no, it's not. It's Berwick Rangers. I'll give you a couple more. So the Forth Bank Stadium.
The Forth Bank Stadium.
I'm not sure.
No, I'm coming up blank here.
I was not prepared for a spot quiz on Scottish football stadiums.
Well, you never are.
We've got our prizes for correct answers, but that's Stirling Albion. And the last one I went to, which was a couple of years ago now, and there is an Australian link with this one, Gayfield Park.
Hmm.
Well, if there's an Australian, my guess would be Hibs, but I mean, if they're not top flight, then I'm not too sure.
The answer is Arbroath. Well, the Aussie link is that the current co-chair of the PFA, Beau Bush, played there for a season or two a few years ago.
Well, I can tell
you... That's what I like to do. I'm an anorak.
Well, I can tell you what, Josh, I know what I'm going to be doing as soon as Avenger Radio ends. I know what I'm going to be doing.
Yeah, which Wikipedia page are you doing?
Yeah, I've got three new clubs to search and do some research on there as well. So, I mean, just before we let you go, what would be your message to the people out there who are thinking of coming down to the game? What would you want to say to them to encourage them to come out to Avenger Park?
Look, come along because it's going to be a great afternoon. There's a men's, I think, and a women's game as well. So there's a lot of football to watch. As you rightly mentioned, it's a top-of-the-table clash, so it should be a feisty occasion, I have no doubt. And, of course, it's for a great cause as well. So what other excuse do you need? Hopefully the weather stays fine as well. So it should be a perfect afternoon, and I'm looking forward to coming down and talking to some great football people.
Well, Simon, I'm excited for you to see Avondale play as well, because I think on their day under Zoran Markovski, they play some of the most ambitious and exciting football in the whole division. But we'll let you be the judge, and we look forward to hearing your work emceeing the event on Saturday.
Looking forward to it, guys. See you at the weekend.
Simon Hill What a marquee guest for Avenger Radio. Fantastic stuff. And really glad to have him on board for the Brett's Cancer Network Australia fundraiser.
Absolutely. It's going to be exciting to see him down there. I am absolutely going to brush up on my non-league Scottish football stadiums. If it was top flight ones, you know, maybe, you know, like,
I tell you
what
we should
maybe.
Do on Saturday is we should give him a spot quiz on NPL grounds in Victoria. See how he likes it.
Yeah, there we go. That's a good one. That's a good one. We'll do that, Josh. But we are going to take a quick break. There is still more that we're going to get through here on Avenger Radio. We're going to talk about our senior women's side. And once again, we're going to pump up our special Breast Cancer Network Australia event. Stay with us after the break.
Avenger Radio on FNR, Football Nation Radio.
Welcome back, everyone, to Avenger Radio, coming to you live on FNR, Football Nation Radio. My name is Branson. I'm here with Josh talking all things Avondale FC. Josh, we've spoken about our senior men's team. We've spoken about the Breast Cancer Network Australia charity event. We've spoken to Simon
Easy
Hill.
Easy for you to say.
Why? Yeah, apparently not. I got there in the end. We've spoken to Simon Hill as well. Very excited to have him involved with the event. He will be hosting the corporate lunch and he'll be down there at Avenger Park. As he said for the very first time, we're looking forward to hosting him, looking forward to having him. He's not the only big name guest who's going to be there. John Aloisi is going to be there as well. As part of the day, mate, though, our senior women's side are going to be in action, but we're going to talk about, before we talk about them, sorry, being in action, we're going to talk about their game on the weekend. They took on Ballarat SC on Sunday. They played out a tough nil-all draw. They were looking to return to the win column. We mentioned a couple of weeks ago the miraculous, or not miraculous, because, I don't know if it was miraculous. It was just mighty impressive. You know, I wasn't surprised by it. We weren't surprised by it. I think miraculous implies that it was unexpected. I think all the people within the club expected to be successful, and it was great to see them execute that. But the 23-game winning streak, it came to an unfortunate end a couple of weekends ago when we lost to North Geelong Warriors, looking to bounce back against Ballarat SC. We didn't quite get the win, but we did get a positive result. We did get a point from the game. It did get off to a slow start, sorry, in the opening 25 minutes, but we were able to dominate the game after that. And in the end, we were unlucky not to come away with a win. A draw, though, as we said, still a positive result. We sit fourth on the table, 2 wins, 1 loss and 1 draw in our 4 games so far. Now, we do have some news on the Breast Cancer Network charity events coming up this Saturday. Our senior women's team were meant to be in action at 11 a.m. taking on Maidstone United. Unfortunately, we got this news just before we came on air for Avenger Radio that Maidstone United have unfortunately withdrawn, not just from the game, but from the league as a whole, right, leaving us currently opponentless. However, the club is working extremely, extremely hard at the moment to try to find an opponent. We are confident that there will still be an exhibition game, a game of some sort with our senior women's team in action as part of that fantastic event. That will still be on at 11 a.m. So we are still hoping that we'll be able to get a game. We'll still be able to live stream. We'll still be able to put, you know, as much effort as we possibly can into making sure that this can go ahead, Josh.
And, you know, given that it's going to be an exhibition game now, I'm expecting all the stops to come out. I'm expecting stepovers. I'm expecting, you know, Harlem Globetrotters style stuff. Because, you know, they've already got this, the default 3 points. Why not put on a real show? So that's laying down the challenge to the senior women who have some attacking players in that squad who I think can do some pretty special things.
They do. We have seen from previous games and previous results as well that the senior women's team do not mind scoring a goal. They don't mind scoring many goals in a game. So hopefully we get to see a fantastic showcase of the footballing ability that is available in our senior women's team. They have been on fire this season. So stay tuned, stay posted to our Facebook page. That Maidstone United game unfortunately doesn't look like it's going to go ahead, but we are And the club is doing their absolute very, very best to make sure that we still have a game for our senior women's team so they can play on Avenger Park on Saturday. We're confident that there will be a game going ahead. And, mate, it's going to be a fantastic fantastic day. I'm so excited, mate, that I'm starting to forget how to talk, mate. I can barely contain my excitement, mate.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. And look, the day is really about the cause as opposed to the competition points. Obviously, that's also important. But, number one priority is the fundraiser. So whether it's an exhibition game or a game for, real competition points, it doesn't really matter. It just matters that it's an entertaining spectacle. And, we've got plenty of people coming down wearing their pink and contributing to what is just a really important organisation.
Absolutely. And as Simon was talking about, he was telling us before about his story and his connections with breast cancer. Some very sad stories to hear there. As you mentioned as well, pretty much everyone has one degree of separation to someone who is affected by this terrible disease as well. And, mate, we love football, but, this is a day where football is not going to be the priority. That cause, Breast Cancer Network Australia, they are Australia's leading breast cancer consumer organisation. They've been doing fantastic work over the last 22 years. They do so much for people who are going through breast cancer, and it's not just the people who are diagnosed as well. It's their friends, it's their family, it filters down. It's everyone that is involved and connected to them. So it is absolutely fantastic that Avondale have been able to partner with such a genuinely, genuinely worthwhile organisation who do so much to battle, such a terrible disease. We mentioned as well, mate, some of the special guests who are going to be there in Simon Hill and John Aloisi, the Breast Cancer Network Australia CEO, Kirsten Pilardi, and Pink Bun Ambassador Sonia Bauer-Smith are also going to be there as well. We're going to have representatives from Football Australia and Football Victoria as part of the day as well. So it's going to be an absolutely loaded event. Just to recap to everyone, we've got the Junior Girls Clinic on at 9 a.m. It is open to all our Junior Girls participants. You can register. You do need to register prior to the event. Email info@avondalefc.com.au. That is info@avondalefc.com.au. That email address is on our website as well in the Contact Us section. The first 50 participants, they do get a special pink Breast Cancer Network Australia charity event shirt that will be signed by John Aloisi. We've got Red Energy providing free coffee throughout the day. We've got Baker's Delight providing free special pink finger buns as well. We'll have raffles and giveaways throughout the day. The senior men's game versus South Melbourne, top of the table clash later on in the afternoon. We've got the corporate day, John Aloisi, Simon Hill. You're going to be there. I'm going to be there.
We're definitely the draws.
I just thought I'd take the opportunity to throw our names in there with John Aloisi and Simon Hill.
Like, we're side by side there. Broadcasting throughout the day, so I'm really excited about that as well. We're going to be doing some great little interviews and spots and showing the women's game as well.
Absolutely. And we just want to reiterate as well that all of the profits from this day will go directly to Breast Cancer Network Australia. We have set a fundraising goal. Our goal is to raise $30,000 as part of the day. We're hoping that we can get there. We're hoping that everyone, not just in the Avondale community, but in the entire footballing community, can come down and show their support. It is a day where football is not at center stage. On any other day, a first second clash would be the main focus of an event, it's not today. It is going to be all about, breast cancer and trying to raise as much funds and awareness and support as we can for that organisation. So we really do encourage absolutely everyone to come down. Even if you can only get there for an hour or half an hour, even if you can't make it for the whole day, come down for the junior clinic, come down for the women's game, come down for part of the men's game. Do whatever you can to get there. Make sure to wear your Avondale gear as well, and make sure to wear pink. Josh, it's going to be an absolutely fantastic day, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I mean, so am I. And I'm just glad that the Avondale shirt goes so well with pink. I mean,
it does. I'm looking forward to it.
It's going to be a nice blend.
Hopefully we'll have a new kit to display behind us on our fantastic Avondale kit wall selection as well.
I think that ceremonial pink kit might be in demand down here at the station. So you better hope Lachie Flanagan doesn't get his filthy mitts on it first.
I have a feeling he's been eyeing off that
training top.
Yes, so he's been eyeing that one off that that I've been trying to fend him off with a stick. But, mate, that does pretty much bring us to an end of this week's episode of Avenger Radio. Mate, we said at the start it was going to be a big one. It was going to be a fun one. I think it has. We've spoken about everything Avondale FC. Mate, I'm just excited for this massive charity event. Again, Avondale FC partnering with Breast Cancer Network Australia. It is going to be a mega day, mate.
Yep. Well, get onto the website and register for the Junior Clinic. Come down on Saturday, or if you can't, keep an eye out for FNR's live outside broadcast. But thank you to Zoran Markovsky. Thank you to Simon Hill. And thank you to you, Branson.
And thank you to you as well. Josh, one last thing that I forgot. Yep. Even if you can't come down to the event, you can still donate to the cause. We will have links up on our Facebook page, on all of our social media, in our posts that have links to the website where you can donate directly. So even if you cannot make it to the event, even if you live interstate or whatever it is, you can still donate to the to such a worthwhile cause. But everyone,
yeah, it's on the FNR socials as well, and we'll make sure we put it in the stream or underneath the live streams on Saturday. We'll put that donation link.
Absolutely, we'll do our absolute best to make sure that that donation link is in prime position and everyone has access to it. But mate, that does officially bring us to the end of Avenger Radio. Thank you everyone for listening. We look forward to seeing you there on Saturday for our mega charity event with Breast Cancer Network Australia. Thank you very much for listening to Avenger Radio.
Avenger Radio on FNR, Football Nation Radio.